As spiritual beings, we live in this world where we get sometimes tangled in the mundane. We get lost in the ticks of a clock and the measurements of time. As souls, we experience the voyage of existence, this journey where we encounter the cosmic weather patterns of happiness, of sorrow, of smooth sailing and rough sailing. We experience the beauty of the natural world, and we experience life through the senses, fully engaged with this world of form that surrounds our souls. We also experience the effects of karma, where every action we perform is a seed. Every decision we make eventually turns into something, and our actions create the story of our life. But in the philosophy of Raja Yoga, we believe there is one spirit who remains eternally beyond duality, eternally beyond the world of happiness, beyond the voyage of the physical world. Take a moment now to invite your mind to go beyond, to enter into deep silence, and to visit another world, as if you're taking a vacation from this one and entering a new country of total quietude. And just like when you go on a vacation, you forget everything of your life. Let it all go right now. As you enter this new world, where God resides in a sea of silence. This is a world beyond the senses, where happiness and pleasure and love are not physical things, but they are feelings of the soul that emanate. Allow yourself to bathe in the vibrations of the Supreme Being, the one who is eternally beyond the world that we know, the one who never experiences life through the senses, who never gets tangled in the physical world, who always remains deeply centered in that sea of reality, in that sea of pure silence. And ask yourself, what would it feel like to be completely beyond the gravity of matter, beyond the gravity of karma, beyond the senses, and yet deeply blissful? What would it feel like to feel beyond all of that? Ever silent, ever peaceful, beyond heat and cold, beyond beauty and disaster. The Supreme remains beyond for a very important purpose. Because when the rest of us make the journey through the physical world and become completely tangled and entrapped by it, and unable to go beyond time and beyond our attachments, this connection with God gives us the power to rise up and experience a pure peace and joy and love that is deep within us. God is that one who allows us to rise up and remember that we are everything that we need, independently of matter. And when we experience that feeling of being beyond, strangely enough, only then can we correct our relationship with the material world, so that instead of needing it and taking from it, we form a relationship with it as complete beings who are full in and of themselves. And so we love the world around us, but we let everything come and go, knowing that we have everything we need inside.